Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas Farm Bureau elected a new president at its annual meeting on December 5th. And to hear how it's going and learn a little bit more about him, we're joined with Kansas Farm Bureau President Joe Newland. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Well, thanks, Shelby. I appreciate the opportunity to be here to join you and discuss whatever needs to come up.
Joe, to get us started, could you just share a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. You know, my wife Dana and I, we farm and ranch down in southeast Kansas, Wilson County, by Neodesha. We have a diversified farming operation, wheat, corn, and soybeans, and then have a cow-calf operation as well. We're fortunate enough that we have our two oldest sons back farming with us full-time. And in July of 22, we had a grandson that actually came back to the farm full-time. So it's been quite an opportunity to expand our operation, but yet get the next generations involved also.
You shared a little bit about your involvement in agriculture. Could you share about yourself on the leadership side to kind of show how you've felt that this was a fit for you?
Well, you know, it's been an ever-evolving trip, I guess you'd call it, starting with FFA in high school and serving in leadership roles there. But, you know, when my wife Dana and I got married, we had to have insurance. And so we purchased Farm Bureau insurance and soon found out that Farm Bureau is just a lot more than insurance. So it started with the YF&R program and all for us. What a great opportunity to connect with other members and all like-minded in agriculture, but had a source of support and all from that group as well. You know, starting a new farming operation like we did, and it took a lot of support from others. And so through the years and all, being on the board, County Farm Bureau, and then getting more involved on the state level with the state resolutions and the state committee as well. So it's been a great opportunity for me to grow with Farm Bureau.
You participated in Young Farmers and Ranchers. That event is coming soon. What are you excited about to see as you've seen it evolve from where you were involved in it to now? What other things have you seen evolve in Kansas Farm Bureau and you hope to see keep going?
Well, there's no doubt that the change in the YF&R program over the years has been almost dramatic in my eyes. It was simpler, I suppose you might say, back in my day there. But the leadership quality, the engagement in leadership with the folks that are now in the YF&R program has just been an amazing, amazing trip. And I enjoy watching the young people that's in YF&R now as they progress in themselves and develop into better leaders and all for sure.
You've now spent some time in the Kansas Farm Bureau office. How are things going?
Well, it's like drinking from a fire hose, of course, but you know, it's been great. And coming back to the Farm Bureau family has been an awesome transition for me. And so being the leader of the organization, people look at you maybe just a little bit different. I don't feel different, though. You know, I'm still a member of the board of directors, and that's what makes it feel comforting, you know, because you have that support around you. But you have your friends and all that's serving on the board as well, and the friends that you've made over the years and all with the staff, and that just really welcomes you back to this.
That is fantastic, and I'm happy to hear that. What are you excited about for Kansas Farm Bureau in the future? What are you hoping for to see?
Well, as a leading farm organization, or maybe I call it the leading farm organization anyways, there's a lot of work that has to happen across the state in advocacy, and all working on issues such as water and taxes. So there's a lot of promise. There's a lot of engagement and all from our organization in those aspects. But as far as education and service, we do things so well around this organization, advocating, but teaching our youngsters and all what it is that we do on our farm every day, how we survive, but how we grow as well.
You mentioned growing. We've entered the new year. New year usually means resolutions. What are some things as president that you hope to accomplish as a team at Kansas Farm Bureau?
You know, the groundwork has been laid for many years in all of Kansas Farm Bureau. And so we need just to further the work that they've done, the expectations that they have across the state. And so we work every day, and all just to further the knowledge that our membership has of what this organization does, and to make sure that everybody is involved as much as they can be.
If someone's listening right now and they're not involved with Kansas Farm Bureau, what would you like to tell them to hopefully encourage them to become involved with what Kansas Farm Bureau has to offer?
You know, Farm Bureau starts at the grassroots level, and I've always been an advocate of people to get engaged on the local level. What we can do on our county commissions, on our school boards, county committees, you know, that work is extremely important and ought to be done on the local level. And so that would be, has been and will always be my message to members, to get involved locally, and then if they have that desire, to get involved on the state level as well.
Joe, is there anything else you'd like to add before we get into some really hard-hitting questions?
You know, I just want people to realize and all that we are here to serve. And whatever we can do to help them out, whether it's on the local or state level or in their own family life and all, to make things easier and better for them, that's what we're here to do.
Fantastic. Now for those difficult questions that really aren't that difficult, but just to get people to hopefully get to know you kind of on a different level. So you go to a party. Would you rather see cookies or cake there?
Cookies.
Cookies. What type of cookies?
Chocolate chip.
A classic. I agree. Very good choice. Now, red or green? In terms of tractors, red or green?
Oh, definitely green.
Would you rather read a book or watch a movie?
Oh, probably watch a movie.
Do you like to read the book before you watch the movie, or just watch the movie and have a good time?
I would just watch the movie and have a good time, definitely.
And what has been one of your favorite movies you've seen recently?
Oh, let's see. Gone with the Wind.
Are you more of a summer, spring, fall, or winter, and why?
Spring, because everything is anew and all comes spring. And so you're looking for a new life, a new challenge, and all in the spring.
Sounds like a good reason to like spring. If you were going to go on vacation, are you going to the mountains, beach, forest? Where are you headed?
Beach.
The beach. Get your tan on, get ready to come back to Kansas.
Exactly. Yeah. Puerto Rico is great.
Now, and a very important question, cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs.
What breed of dogs?
Oh, a terrier.
Oh, that is a good choice as well. That is all I have for you. Thank you, Joe, for taking the time to join us today and kind of getting an update on what's happening and letting people get to know you a little bit more. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelby. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Kansas Farm Bureau President Joe Newland. If you'd like to keep up to date with what he's doing, you can follow him on Facebook by just searching for Joe Newland, or you can type in the search bar facebook.com/JoeNewlandKFB. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.